Chapter 15. Bobby was doomed. His head had finally just hit the pillow when his phone rang again. He didn't think of Susan this time. Instead, his thoughts went straight to Catherine. He'd been dreaming, he realized. He'd been dreaming of Jimmy Gagnon's widow, and she had been naked, with her long black hair splayed across his chest.
"I just want to get some sleep,"
he snarled into the receiver. "Still feel like playing Detective Officer Dodge?" It took him a moment to place the voice. Harris, the Gagnon's earnest detective. Bobby's gaze went to the bedside clock. Dial glowed 2 a.m. Christ, he had to get some sleep.
"What?"
he asked. "Got any friends with the Boston PD?" Harris said. "I think there's a crime scene you're going to want to visit."
"Who?"
Harris paused a heartbeat. "Dr. Tony Rocco. Parking garage of the hospital. Don't wear good shoes. I understand it's messy." Detective D.D. Warren had been with Boston Homicide for over 8 years, a petite blonde with a lithe build and killer blue eyes. She worked the Rocco crime scene in slim-cut jeans, stiletto boots, and a caramel-colored leather jacket. Sex in the City meets NYPD Blue. Lots of the guys were staring. Given that Dee Dee ate, slept, and breathed her job, none of them stood a chance. She and Bobby went way back. They'd dated eons ago when they'd both been new recruits, her starting out for the city, him for the state. They could sympathize with each other's demanding days without having to be in direct competition. Bobby couldn't remember anymore why they'd broken it off. Too busy, probably. It didn't really matter. They worked better as friends. He appreciated the meteoric rise of her career. She'd probably be lieutenant soon, and she was always interested in his work with Stop. Now, however, Dee Dee was peering inside a dark green BMW 450i while chewing her lower lip. Across from her, a crime scene technician armed with a camera was busily shooting away. The snap and whir of the advancing film echoed across the vast expanse of the cement parking garage and seemed to punctuate Bobby's approaching footsteps. Garage was a little crowded, given that it was 3 a.m. Coroner's van, crime scene van, numerous patrol cars, several detectives' vehicles, and a much nicer sedan Bobby recognized as belonging to the ADA. Lot of cars for a homicide. Lot of attention, period. Bobby's breath exhaled in frosty pants. He sank his hands deep into the pockets of his down jacket and did his best to blend in. Several heads turned his way. Some faces he recognized, some he didn't. All knew him, though, and despite his best efforts, a buzz was building by the time he arrived at the BMW. "Hey, Bobby," Dee Dee said, without ever looking up.
"Nice boots."
She wasn't fooled. "Kinda late to be out in the town," she said.
"Couldn't sleep."
"'Cause your phone was ringing off the hook?" She finally looked at him, blue eyes narrowed speculatively. "You got good ears, Bobby, given that we're doing everything we can to keep this one quiet." He understood her question, but decided not to answer it.